You have a question for me?
Chris, you commented to Mel McLaughlin last night. What was your take on this?
Well, you see, to be honest with you, I mean, the media is here today, to be honest with you, and, you know, a lot of things have actually flared up, you know, from a simple comment, you know, a joke, on the air, and, you know, it seemed to went out of proportion. There wasn't anything at all, you know, meant to be disrespectful to Mel, nor offended. And can you be quiet and let me finish?
Sorry.
There wasn't anything meant to be disrespectful or offended to Mel, and if she felt that way, you know, then I'm really sorry for that. There wasn't any harm, you know, meant in that particular way, you know, to harm any particular person in any particular way like that. And it was a simple joke. The game was going on. Entertainment, you know, things get out of proportion, you know, but these things do happen. So it wasn't any harm done, and like I said, I'll leave it at that, and, you know, I'm sorry for that, and then, you know, we just have to move on, simple.
He confused the Channel 10 joke about it on Twitter, and then that sort of had a go at you?
They did post it on Twitter as well.
They posted your comments with a hashtag, which said...
Yeah, I mean, because everybody thought it was a joke. I mean, I don't know it actually reaches far, you know, to be honest with you, but it's just one of those things, you know, like I said.
Have you spoken
crap happened. No, I didn't get a chance to, you know. I tried to reach out to her last night, but it didn't happen.
She was in her workplace. Why should she have to feel uncomfortable while she's at work?
Did she tell her she was uncomfortable?
She told her boss that she was angry.
She told you that?
She didn't tell me, but she told her boss that she was uncomfortable.
Have a good day.